Monday.
Good morning to everyone tuned into this broadcast. My name is Rain Olton, and it is my pleasure on behalf of the Church of the Nazarene to welcome you to this Because He Lives program. Once again, we would like to thank Federal Motor Spares for their continued sponsorship of this program, and we wish them continued success in their business. Today, we will be sharing with the children from the Western Zone. The churches in the Western Zone are Jackson, Shop Hill, Cave Hill, Black Rock, Bank Hall, and Western Light. I am a member of the Bank Hall Church, and I will be your chairperson for today. I invite you to listen and enjoy the presentations that our children will share with you as we focus on the topic, trusting in a caring God. We pray that it will be a blessing to you. I now invite Lila Blue Aline from the Jackson Church to give us the opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, in your presence, we honor and glorify you. Holy, holy, holy are you. As we celebrate Child's Month, we look to you as Everlasting Father. We ask for your blessings and favor on this program, Because He Lives. We give thanks and bless this radio station, Life 97.5, and the Church of the Nazarene and Federal Motor Spheres for allowing us this opportunity. We give thanks, Father, for the organizers and for all those that are participating. Father Lord, bless this hour. It is our desire to serve you and to do your will. So let everything that is said and done be to your honor and glory, and that hearts and minds will be open to receive for your graces through them. We pray, Father, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lila. Our district superintendent, Reverend Dr. Myrtle Farley, recently passed away. Before his passing, Reverend Farley was working with the Jackson Church, who is without a pastor. We now invite Brother Christian Watson to make a short tribute to Reverend Farley, thanking him for how he has helped the youth at Jackson.
Good morning to all. Reverend Farley was a mentor to me. When I was going through a challenge, he was my counselor, and he encouraged me to give of my best. He was kind, caring, loving, and very supportive. He was very special to the youth at Jackson, and we really loved him. He and his wife, Auntie Beverly, restarted the NYA, and they were always present, teaching us from the Word and playing Bible games. They always motivated us. Reverend Farley also baptized myself and three others on November 25th, 2023. The death of Reverend Farley has left a void on our lives, but we are comforted by the fact that he has gone to be with the Lord. We love you, Uncle Farley. Rest in peace and rise in glory. Thank you.
Thank you, Christian. That was a very good tribute, and we trust that Reverend Farley's impact on the youth at Jackson and the rest of us across the Barbados district will help to mold and shape us for the years to come. I now invite Joshua Osborne from the Bank Hall Church to say a poem.
Bring the children. Bring the children unto me, said Jesus long ago. Bring them into my Father's fold, that they his love may know. Bring them to worship in his church, for there I shall be found. Teach them that in my Father's house mercy and love abound. Bring them from the whole wide world, from every race and land. Give them the knowledge of my book, that they may understand. Teach them the truth of salvation, the faith that shall set them free. Bring the children to the church, for thus you bring them unto me. Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua. A very good poem, Bring the Children. Alicia Mears, also from the Bank Hall Church, will give us another poem.
A walk with Jesus. A walk with Jesus is so sweet, to know his warm, dear love, to realize he's guiding us and caring from above. A walk with Jesus is so sweet, to know he listens to each problem or each joy we share. It's happiness that's true. A walk with Jesus is so sweet, to know his presence, to know as long as we're with him, we have his love and care. Thank you.
Well done, Alicia. I now invite the children from the Cave Hill Church to sing for us, I'll Raise a Hallelujah. children for that inspiring song that encourages us to use prayers as our weapon. The Sunday School from the Western Lake Church will give us a skit, and it will be done by Naomi Arthur, Amira Knight, Annika Bavel, Taj Miller, and Anaya Seeley.
Ah, girl, you hit me for?
The tears welled up and overflowed onto his cheeks like they had done a number of times before.
I do it because I feel like it and you can't do a thing about it.
Barry and his friend came through the school gate and hearing the angry words said,
Andy, what happened to you? You let her hit you?
She hit me and I didn't do anything to her.
I don't go telling teacher or anyone either.
But I'm going to tell what you did.
Open your mouth to anyone and see what I will do with you two.
She went menacingly toward them and they ran away together.
Are you going to tell your teacher, Andy?
No, I can't let anyone know that a girl is beating me up every time she sees me. I don't really like fighting. I feel so bad.
But she is a bully, and that's what bullies do.
You should tell your parents or the teacher or someone you trust.
No, but I will think of something. Anyway, I got a spelling test, so see you later.
As he walked to his class, he remembered what his Sunday school teacher told the class on Sunday. She said we should tell Jesus how we feel, because he knows and understands our feelings. We must also pray for and forgive those who hurt us, as Jesus prayed for and forgave those who crucified him. And he started to pray.
Lord Jesus, I'm so afraid of Charisse. I don't want to fight with her. Please help me find a way of making her stop the beatings. I don't know why she beats me. Please help her to be nice to me and others.
He got to his class and everyone else was there, including Charisse.
Good morning, teacher. Good morning, classmates.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Andy.
I hope that you are all ready for the test this morning.
She looked around smiling at the class. They all settled for the spelling test, and the teacher proceeded to call the words for them. Andy tried really hard and was sure he got most of them right, as he had done the homework with Daddy's help. When the test papers were given back, Andy was pleased to see that all his words were right and got a gold star at the top of his paper.
Great job, Andy. I'm very pleased with your work.
She called the names of other children who had also done well with only a few mistakes. Andy was told to choose an activity to work on right away. Those who corrected the few mistakes were allowed privileges similar to Andy's. All others, including Charisse, had to stay behind and work with teacher as they had many errors. It was not the first time Charisse in particular had to stay and work on her words. At lunchtime, Charisse was very angry, and you can guess why. She walked and pushed others out of the way. Andy just kept out of her way, but realized that he did not feel as afraid as he often felt. He began to feel that Jesus was helping him. He started to get an idea about helping his classmates with their spelling. But would they accept his help? He toyed with the idea for the rest of the day. He decided by the end of school that day to ask all the classmates needing help, except Charisse, and surprisingly, they agreed to being helped, saying thanks to Andy.
How am I going to ask Charisse?
He could see that she was still angry, so he decided that he would ask her another time. But when was she not angry?
God, please help me to be strong and brave.
He remembered the golden rule Jesus gave. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. We should do good to and for others. That's being kind. I would like someone to help me if I needed help as much as Charisse and the others do. So he decided to go bravely to her.
Charisse, I'm not afraid of you. I want to help you with your words if you'll let me.
Boy, move from in front of me before I beat you again.
I'm no longer afraid of you as Jesus is with me and wants me to help you and the others with their spelling.
She looked hard at Andy. She could not believe what she was hearing.
You will help me after I was so mean to you?
Yes, Jesus said to forgive others when they hurt you, as he forgave those who crucified him and forgives us when we do wrong. Jesus loves us and he wants us to love him and others as we love ourselves. He wants us to be kind to each other. I learned that at home, at Sunday school, and at prayers on mornings.
Charisse looked at Andy very puzzled. Then, with her head down, said,
I am sorry I hurt you. You really forgive me? You will really help me with my words? You must think I am a dummy. And Jesus loves me?
Yes, Jesus loves you. And you are not a dummy. And yes, I'll help you and all the others who need help. We can be spelling buddies and help each other. I even prayed for you. See you tomorrow.
She looked at him again, waved her hand, and went through the school gate. Andy whispered,
thank you, Jesus, for helping my prayer and helping me to be brave and go to Charisse.
What are you doing? Who are you talking to?
Hi, Barry. Come walk with me, and I'll tell you.
Very good. That was a very good skit. We will now have our Bible reading, which will be taken from Matthew chapter 14, reading verses 22 to 36, and it will be done by Aliana Brown from Shop Hill Church.
Bible reading will be taken from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 36. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. When he dismissed the crowd after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. Here ends today's Bible reading.
Thank you, Aliana. Zanaya Drakes from the Western Light Church will give us a short sermonette.
A blessed good morning. Today's scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 35. This passage serves as a powerful reminder of the significance of faith and the necessity of maintaining our gaze on Jesus, despite the challenges we may face in life. When Peter stepped out of the boat with unwavering faith, he was able to defy the laws of nature and walk on water towards Jesus. However, the moment he allowed fear and doubt to seep into his heart, he began to falter and sink. This serves as a poignant illustration of the importance of placing our trust in Jesus and not allowing fear to overshadow our faith. Another valuable lesson from this passage is the importance of fixing our eyes on Jesus. Peter was able to stay above water as long as he kept his focus solely on Jesus. But the moment he shifted his attention to the raging wind and waves around him, he started to sink. This highlights the critical need to remain steadfast in our focus on Jesus, regardless of the circumstances we may find ourselves in. This passage also demonstrates about how important it is to obey and follow Jesus, especially when things are difficult. Peter was able to walk on water because he believed in Jesus and followed his instructions. This shows that by obeying Jesus and having faith, amazing things can happen in our lives too. It emphasizes the idea that staying faithful to Jesus can lead to extraordinary outcomes. In essence, this passage imparts profound wisdom on the power of faith, the significance of keeping our focus on Jesus, and the imperative of trusting in Him wholeheartedly, even amidst life's most challenging storms. It serves as a timeless reminder for believers to anchor themselves in unwavering faith and to never lose sight of the unshakable presence of Jesus in their lives.
Well done, Zanaya, for that message. Our final item is a song done by Josiah Noel from the Jackson Church.
Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Wide and deep, wide and deep, there's a fountain flowing wide and deep. Wide and deep.
Josiah Noel. We would like to thank all of you for sharing with us this morning, and we trust that you were blessed by our presentations. Before we close, we would just like to share two announcements. The Nazarene Discipleship International Ministries will present Shining in the Light of God's Glory, Children's Gala and Art Exhibition on Saturday 29th June at 5 p.m. at the Kilmarnock Church. We wish to invite all of you to come out and support the children as they sing, dance, and do their poetry. You can also view the art exhibition, which will also be done by the children. All of this for a small contribution of $10. Nazarene Children's Camp will be held from 2017 to the 24th of August at the Eastern Caribbean Bible College, Jezreel in St. Philip. We want to encourage the children to come out to camp, as we are sure that they will have an enjoyable time and make some long-lasting friendships. May God continue to bless you and keep you. I will now ask Antoine Aline from the Black Rock Church to give us the closing prayer.
Dear God, we thank you for everything that was said and done today. We thank you for your presence in this broadcast and allowing us to share your word with our listeners across the world on this Because He Lived program. Bless every child who presented in and every church representing your name. Please bless this station, which is committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ across the area. We ask that you will continue to use us to spread the gospel so that everyone who hears your word will be encouraged and strengthened. And Lord, at this time, we remember District Superintendent Reverend Marshall Farley, who has passed and is no longer with us. We are thankful for his service in your kingdom. Please remember his immediate family and friends, his church family as well. We pray that you will comfort them and keep them during this sad time. Continue to bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Because he lives.